the crux of every cloud or funk or curveball or depression or whatever you want to call it, it comes back to who am I and why am I here? Your value is not determined on your past. Mm. Your future is up to you today. You loving yourself, embracing yourself, not judging yourself, being able to forgive, but being the best you can be proactively, being self-aware. Don't let you, yourself, get in the way of you.
Yeah.
It's not to say that everything's possible. It's not to say that everything's smooth. No, we all go through ups and downs. But I needed to get out of my own way to reach my full potential and then take one day at a time. When you can't think of thriving and you can only think of surviving, mm-hmm. that's a reality. Mm-hmm. You've been through that. Mm-hmm. I've been through that. The strongest of motivational speakers have been through those seasons, and that's okay. Mm-hmm. Don't beat yourself up. Take one day at a time and go one step at a time, and eventually you will come out of that valley mm-hmm. and come on the other side of that and say, wow, I'm glad I'm where I am. We've been through what we've been through to become who we are today, to conquer the next barrier. And so we've got to keep on going. We've got to keep on going. If we can get ahead of that curve, we can get rid of those negativity aspects and move out of that room and shut that room down. Fire excuses. It's like, okay, here I am. That's where I want to go. How can I help myself focus on that next goal? Keep on going. Knowing that your value and your happiness has nothing to do with money or fame, but being happy, content, and embracing every day. I could die today, happy to. I know where I'm going. Wow. Couldn't care less. Yeah. When I die, I'll die at the right time. I don't think about death as much as I think about life, and I'll live it to the fullest. We will always have someone saying something negative, but it's when we walk away, do we believe it? Do we let those voices echo in our mind when no one's watching? And that's when I realized I'm either my biggest encourager or my biggest discourager. And that's where attitude comes in. You know, you have people in your life where they'll keep on beating you down. But if you keep on coming back up, they won't keep you down. We can't change what we can't change. We can't tell you why this has happened, but it's up to you. You don't know what you can achieve until you try it. You're the only person who's going to stop you from trying again.
Right.
Period. Doesn't matter. So going back to any depression or letting go. So first of all, when I was a kid, going back to bullying and stuff, mm-hmm. ages 8 to 12, I was depressed. I attempted suicide at age 10, believing that I had no future, believing that I had no hope, believing that people's opinions on me defined my future. Failure defined my future. I was just in this very unhealthy spiral. Mm-hmm. So there are three things to get out of depression. Number one, what I ritually do is I'm a spiritual man. And so yes. apart from prayer and believing that God gives me faith and purpose and help, I actually ritually write out the things that I'm still thankful for. Mm-hmm. And intentionally every day, being thankful for what I have. And not just the things that I have, but I'm actually writing a book actually on attitude right now. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I wish that we all did more is stopping and going back to the last thing that could have happened even worse.
Yes.
And being thankful. Okay, so watch this. My dad died of cancer.
Wow.
Okay, 2017. I'm thankful he didn't die in a car crash, that I could still say goodbye. Yeah. I'm thankful that my whole family was in California when he got diagnosed with cancer. Can you imagine if half of us were in Australia and half of us were in America? That we were all here. So do I believe in redemption? Absolutely.
Wow.
So if you really believe in redemption for even the failures of your own self and the redemption of broken pieces being turned into something beautiful, then we must be able to forgive ourselves.
Wow.
We must be able to forgive others, because in the end, we only harbor that negativity. So moving forward, the three things to get out of depression. Number one is still be thankful for what you have and be thankful for what could have gone worse, right? Number two, talk to someone. I think especially when you become a visionary and you become successful, you actually realize the value of having friends, real friends, who can be like a men's group around you, mm-hmm. who can encourage you, and you just share life together.
Yeah.
What's going on, man? This week, you know, I have a men's group once a week, and we do life together because we need each other.
Yeah.
And so talking to somebody, being transparent with them and getting that encouragement. And thirdly, actually helping someone in need where you cannot ascertain, nor even is it in your mindset of waiting for them to look you and say thank you. And that instigates purposeness. Mm-hmm. Many people are depressed because they don't know what to live for. They haven't found something yet to die for. Mm. When you have found something to die for and live for, when you know why you do what you do, that's when purpose gives you the strength to override all limitations and fear. Purposeness was key for me. And that's what I wanted to tell you as a teenager, that no matter what hell I went through, I tricked my attitude into a positive mindset. How did I do that? I focused, just like that, looked myself in the eyes and said, I'm holding onto the eyes. Hold on to a goal. And my goal was to give money to orphans. Mm. So I put a picture of an orphan on my mirror.
Wow.
Who's smiling at me. I didn't know who that orphan was. And I knew no matter what I was going to go through that day, that I'm a day closer to making a difference in someone else's life. The universal truth of asking yourself, why am I here? What's my purpose? What's my value? What's my identity? Am I defined by what other people tell me? Am I defined by my previous failures and what I can or cannot do? And so that whole understanding of who you really are and the self-awareness that we all need to have, and embracing who you are, embracing that you are unique, that there's not another you. Do your best. Keep going. Don't give up. I always encourage people to first define what their goal is and where they want to go. Also seeing your dream and your goal, not as something, but actually as a baby. And you're parenting and you're nursing and you're nurturing that dream. Now, no one says that their parents were perfect. And when we look at our dream, we kind of try think of it as, well, which season am I in of this dream and how do I treat it? Take baby steps first. The best way to build self-confidence, which is the opposite of self-doubt, is to set small goals. Do what you can now and start building on that confidence. You can't build confidence without a track record.
It's true.
And you can't wave a magic wand and all of a sudden your dreams come true. Sure, we understand that body is a body. We have a spirit, we have a soul, we have a mind. And those are the three biggest elements of really who we are as a being. But I did look myself in the mirror and said, Nick, your eyes are pretty good looking. Mm-hmm. And no one can ever tell you different.
There you go.
And so when I look at people, we know that the saying is the eyes are the windows to your soul. And so when someone looks at me in the eye, subconsciously, it's them affirming my value. And it's the attitude of looking you straight in the eye and saying, I acknowledge you, I see you, I'm listening to you, and I'm speaking to your soul and you're looking into mine. Mm. All of a sudden, everything else goes blurry.
Yeah.
And so it's not a victimization, it's the attitude of understanding, here I am, this is who I am, this is what I have, I'm going to be thankful for what I have, and I'm going to do my best to make a difference in this world. And the amazing thing about happiness, two things. Are the people who can unchain themselves of the past are the most happiest. And those people who actually intentionally practice an attitude of gratitude.
Mm-hmm.
I'm never going to be a motivational speaker to say, everything's possible, just dream and it's going to come true. Sometimes our dreams don't come true.
Mm.
But to understand with the right attitude, hey, whatever's meant to be, I'm going to reach my full potential. And that's what it's all about. I know that money comes and goes,
yeah.
And you can always pick up your shoes. Bread and butter, if not bread and butter, go bread and water. In all of understanding where we're moving forward from failure to failure, so it's not failure. I don't like the word failure or success as much as valleys, yeah. And mountains.
Mm.
After every mountain peak, there's another valley.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep on going from success to success. You're beautiful just the way that you are, and you have value. You've been created and designed for a greater purpose. Find it and run for it. Go for your dream. Keep running and never give up.